What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
Yeah. I have decided, and I started looking. Well, I decided a while ago, but I started looking a little more serious and putting info out there to going back to school, getting a degree in radio.
Ooh. Shit, bro.
It'll help me with this shit.
Hell yeah. I think it's actually called communications.
Well, yes, but it's like, so it's a bachelor's degree in communications with, it's like radio media or something is the main topic or whatever. Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Mix that with my partial architecture, my first responder, my art degree. I don't have the degree, but you know, I'm like, I think 1 year away from having a graphic design degree, but I quit that so Lex can get her taxes degree.
And his play a haters degree.
It's PhD. Yeah.
The PhD in your mouth.
I just, I can, I compare myself to Van Wilder because I have so many credits and so many years.
I thought you were going
to
see Van White. Sorry.
I just don't have a degree because I kept changing
yeah.
what I wanted. Like, so it's just like yeah. random. And then some schools will take these credits. Some schools take these. Not one takes all, because I went to ISU, U of I, BSU, Ashford, which is an online school, Art Institute of Pittsburgh, which is an online school, and...
Damn.
One of, yeah, like, and I just kept changing what I was going to do, and I was just a fucking idiot.
You're well-rounded.
they make sure to fuck you over on those credit transfers.
Yes.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, this is all transfer over, and then you, like, do it, and they're like, you're like, I have 158 elective credits.
Right.
Like, which is like 10% of the requirements for your degree.
When I did 2 years at BSU,
oops,
I did fail one class and it was bullshit. And I didn't know at the time because I was young that you can fight that shit. But so I was working full time at Micron and to pay for school. And this class was first thing in the morning. Well, I worked 7 nights to 7 in the morning and then we had mandatory meetings. And so I turned it on. I actually have a little folder that I keep that has all my, it was English 102 or some shit, you know, I have
F.
All my papers were turned in, you know, all my work was turned in, handed in A's on everything. And he failed me because I missed one too many days, even though I had told him I wasn't going to be yeah. there. And I think that's bullshit. Cause if I'm paying thousands of dollars yeah. to go, I should decide if I want to come in or not.
I hate the professors that have attendance policies.
Well, and he Fuck wasn't you. Even a fucking full professor. They were short on professors. So he was a TA they gave a class to.
I had an English professor that fucking, we turned in all of our work. I was in a study fucking group, turned in all my work. We all got our work back. All got the same grades. Fuck, imagine that. We're in a study group, right? And end of the semester comes around, and this is fresh out of high school, so I'm like, sloppy motherfucker. My car is covered in shit, and when I clean it out.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the homework papers that she gave me, I just threw in the back and then eventually got rid of them, where she's like, oh, so... I missed some grades in recording them earlier this semester. So if you could please turn back in these assignments. And like she had this fucking list of the whole class and like most of mine weren't missing.
Like they're all A's. They were
but,
all
but
A's.
But even they if were you all B's, didn't have
maybe an A, maybe a C in there, but they were all very well passing.
Even if
but,
you didn't have a dirty car, who hold okay, well
yeah, nobody. Me. She said who that we were to supposed
your
to.
I'm Not like, your handwritten
I'm,
ones.
I'm like, no, you know. Yeah. I don't have a folder. I'm
actually,
sorry.
So
I have the back seat of my car. So
ours
anyway,
started off because we had to because we had to put them all in a binder at the end of the year, and then he
show
goes through.
Yeah,
and he goes through.
Yeah, yeah. Them, can you take these home and show them?
Your mommy and daddy would love to see this.
It's parent day.
I love my mommy. Because
so I lost my
she
fucking
cooks me cheese sandwiches.
I lost my fucking fast food because the bitch failed me.
That's bullshit.
And it dropped my GPA like a tenth of a percentage below where it was supposed to be to get it, which is bullshit. Because I literally should have been in the class. She gave me like a 60 or a 40 is what it ended up
Jeez,
being. It was fucking hardcore, bro. And I went to the dean of students and she's like, she's very well respected. So
yeah.
like, there's not much I can do
me.
About that. You yeah. should have saved the paperwork.
She's
I'm
lost
like,
my respect.
I'm like, this bitch is like old and senile. I don't even know how she walks up the stairs because they didn't have elevators, TVCC.
So she,
yeah, I fucking
she
hate
fucked
it.
Up.
That's why I'm out of college. Yeah.
So she fucked up.
The best thing I ever
got
did.
You had to suffer from that.
No, actually, I saved about $20,000 because of that.
Oh, that's I'm true. Saving money.
Whoop, whoop. Probably more.
Yeah, I was going to say, I make more money than most people I know that have degrees. I think
almost all my student loans have been forgiven except for $6,000.
Nice.
Yeah. None of Lex's has. She had more. $6,000. Her shit to be forgiven.
Yeah. I paid off my $2,100. I don't even look at them. Stoked. I was like,
I don't even look at them anymore. I had mine paid off, and then I went back for my master's. And
yeah. I remember that.
It's like every time you go back, if you wait like 6 months and then go back and look at it, you're like, oh, it like went up $5,000. What happened?
It's because you're paying $20 a month for the rest of your fucking life.
And the interest accumulation is 70.
That's my goal. I'm just going to die with my, they can't do anything about it.
I got some maybe good news from Carter.
Yeah.
So Dan knows. I don't know if Carter took his GED. He passed every single fucking test. High. Like, you can get 200 is the highest. He's like getting highest, like 186.
He's like, he passed them all.
Oh.
High.
Probably high, too. High
probably,
high. But I'm at high scores. I loved it because he was very excited about his scores because his scores are high. If he decides to go to college, they count as college credit, too.
Dope.
So he didn't just pass. He gets college credit for him, which is awesome.
He needs to go to Dink alumni. Said,
maybe I'll go to college. You know, it could be fun. So I'm like, I'm good. Not pushing.
It'd be good for him.
I'm not pushing, but I'm hoping that.
Yeah.
I told him, I was like, you said the best thing about college is that you can pick and choose. You can do one class a fucking semester if you want. You pick and choose. He goes, well, I don't want to owe a lot of money. I was like, then if you have to take out loans for college, you take out for that class, pay it off by the end of the year. Then you don't owe the money later.
Tell him to go get a job at the college and get like $25
credits. Go work at the sub.
There you go.
Yeah. But I was excited that he's thinking about going because he was one just fought it and fought it and fought it. And then he's just like, maybe I'll go. So I'm not going to push it.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. Isn't, and I don't think that it's necessary. I don't think college makes you smarter.
I think it'd be good for Carter, though.
But yes.
Socialization. Yes.
And I want the degree because I want a degree and I've always wanted to have that. So it's more for me, not because I feel I need it.
I'll sell you one of mine.
Will you?
On the cheap.
45,000.
Dan is close to Don.
45,000.
That's it. That's like half off, bro.
Half.
I could Photoshop that shit in there, bro.
Right?
Shit, yeah. I'll even Photoshop your little picture of you giving thumbs up.
By the way, the whole high thing, I think, isn't that like, you know, How High? You remember that movie, High?
Yeah.
Doesn't he say something like, get high scores or something like that?
Was that High School High was another good one that had a few of those. Fucking
was that the one with John Lovitz?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that one, too.
The
mockumentary?
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 What the fuck you call that? Yeah. The early 90s school.
You been on my voodoo lately?
Yeah.
Seen the new ones?
I mean, not in the last 2 weeks.
Oh. Guess more fucking Marvel.
But I did get long back
so
in.
I got.
Yeah, fuck off, Dan.
The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, which is fucking awesome.
Ooh, I was going to start that when then the kids got home.
And it's pretty cool because it's like, it's got some funny parts, but it's based on true events. And at the end, they actually show you pictures of the real people that did it. There aren't any Marvel out, but I did put on Fall Guy, which is pretty good.
With Ryan Reynolds?
No.
Oh, I thought that was Ryan Reynolds.
Not Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, that's New Guy or whatever.
Yeah, the New Guy.
Oh, okay.
Fall Guy is like a remake of like a 70s TV show, The Fall Guy, but pretty much he's a stunt man.
Oh, shit.
So he's a stunt man who gets hurt on a stunt because somebody fucks with his shit and then goes away for a year, disappears, whatever. There's like the whole girly love story kind of thing tonight. Plus, you know, comedy, action, all that, but it's pretty good. And the new, even though it was on Prime, the new Roadhouse. Because I actually like
it. Oh, it's on there? Yeah. I want to see that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's on Vudu, too.
I just never wanted to pay for it, so thanks for helping me out there.
Oh, and the new Godzilla King Kong one.
Me and Xander are going to hit that one up, but he's still a little scared.
So has he seen the other four first?
Huh?
I've got all five of them on there, all five of the new. I don't have the old 70s shit. But
The new ones are fun.
Yeah, it's so funny. All five are on there.
The ones you want to watch.
It's so funny, like little boys, I mean, they're like how scared they get. With movies, because they're like fearless in every other aspect. Yep. They're like, I'm gonna jump this fucking BMX off of this like horse trailer and into like, you know, whatever. And then like my brother's little boy was over here a couple months ago and they went and saw Ghostbusters and they had to leave the movie theater because he was fucking terrified about it.
That's on there too.
We've been through the Ghostbusters. The new one?
Frozen Empire, yeah.
The new one. You just get stuck on like one thing, dude. That's it's
because
like,
we're all caught up now. We just got done watching the last one.
I pre-ordered that shit, so the second it's available, like midnight of the day it comes out on, it's on there.
That's honestly, I kind of like the kids Ghostbuster thing they got going on right now. It's pretty fucking cool. Not the Not the
Were they even movies for you?
Yeah.
Like you liked the, did you how many have you seen? I'm sorry, Chase, I cut you off.
Oh, no, you're
the
fine.
Originals,
you're fine.
I saw all the originals.
I'm trying to wreck my
Ghostbusters
brain.
Ghostbusters 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Did you see the one with the ladies?
No.
Okay, so
that was a one-off, right? That was different.
Different.
This new one is a totally different like
yeah, so I think it was like their version of, you know how woke, what, I don't know.
It's the Disney.
They're either all black or they're all ladies now. They're remaking movies and they're doing all black.
Yeah. I showed you the meme with
that,
like,
was funny
black,
though.
With
yeah.
Black Flipper.
I dug
so like, they did it with it all like ladies.
Disney remake of yeah. Flipper and it was black.
it was hilarious. But wasn't it Michael Jordan's eye or
yeah,
something?
It was yeah. Michael Jordan's crying eye.
Yeah. But so the ladies one, it was good, but I think it's because of who they used. Like, because it was Kate McKinnon and Melissa McCarthy, I think if they didn't have those two, it wouldn't have been as...
Agreed.
As good.
They're all pretty good.
But I also like that...
Those are some badass bitches.
Yeah. Even though... Oh, I cannot remember the black lady's name, but I loved her.
Oh, my God.
Yes. She is hilarious. She's also one of my favorites. SNL.
Yep. That's where I started loving her.
I think all four of those ladies were SNL. I know Kate McKinnon was. Melissa McCarthy is the only one that I'm not 100% sure if she was or not.
I don't think she was.
But the other one, the professor, she was. Kate McKinnon was.
Are you trying to get me drunk?
That's a cool can.
That's why I bought it. And then I picked it up. I was like, oh, 14%. Okay, let's fuck it.
Damn.
Yeah, Disco Lemonade.
I'm gonna try that one. Where'd you find it at?
Jackson's.
Okay.
Finish off with the Rolling Rock.
What's
or
that?
Or was I mistaken that you... Did you want to finish off with that? Or
the Rolling Rock? The Rolling Rock is definitely my sipper.
But the fact that Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd were also in that one, it kind of ties it together, even though it's not. Back to, so if you haven't seen him, you should watch. If you don't care about the girl one, whatever, it ties it in because it has Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and I can never remember the black guy's name.
Wow,
they make appearances.
That's racist, dude.
But they do in both of the movies.
Well, I'm talking even if the lady ones. So even though it's not part of the storyline, it still kind of ties in because they all make an appearance.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the two newer ones, so Afterlife and Frozen Empire, it's so the kids are grandkids of Spangler,
yep,
who the real actor died, so he couldn't be in it anyways. But in Afterlife, they do pretty good with the CGI, making the ghost of Spangler in there.
Yeah.
And then the newest one, they're back at the firehouse in New York. It's got the guy who tried to shut him down in number one.
Yeah,
he's back in it, trying to shut him down again. But he's like the mayor or some shit now. The That's EPA cool. guy. So it's really good. And the storyline ties together. Okay. You get to see all the old cast with the new cast.
And I like how they did it. They didn't do it all corny. Like it's actually, it's pretty solid all-around movie.
Bill Murray still got his funny-ass fucking one-liners, like, oh, like here comes Murray. Tall, dark, and horny, you know, because the lady, you know, it's a big, tall, you know, but yeah. Bill Murray is one of my favorite. Bill Murray and Chevy Chase are probably two of my top five favorite actors.
Yeah.
And I love their movies.
Have you seen that Tires show on Netflix?
I don't know.
It's got Shane Gillis and...
Tires are our enemies.
The other guy, Andrew Schultz.
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Shane Gillis and Andrew Schultz.
So it's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. It's like a short, it's like six episodes.
Lex is not
that great.
Finally caught up to me in Suits. So now we're trying to, between the duos.
I don't mind Suits. There's just, they should, I think we talked about this before. If they had a bunch of tits in that show, it would be so much better.
Yeah, they just tease to it and then it goes away.
Nothing, dude.
Yeah, Suits is good, though.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't an HBO show, right? It was like a USA or TNT or
like
something.
Like a fucking Apple. Like, Apple shows no nudity either, but yeah,
that
show
fuck,
just
Apple?
Like,
you're not Disney.
Bro, if they would have shown a lot of that, that would have been fucking...
But the show is like totally just like money and like
yeah.
drugs and everything else, but like rock and roll.
I think it's like, so with Lex, where it's so hard to find a show, she'll watch Wish Me.
See, that's why you fucking failed English.
Aww.
Are we watching you?
No, it's because I have to ask Lex, like, which two is it if I'm saying this? And then she's like, it's a T-O-O. But I was like, but T-O-O means also.
It doesn't matter when you say
how
it.
How does it
only
go?
When you write it.
No, I was sending a text. And it's like, it wasn't using it as also. It was using it as something else's. And I was like, but that doesn't sound right. I was like, whatever. Fucking whatever.
Just don't say I love you too and put TWO because it's like, who the fuck else are you talking about?
I don't do punctuation either, especially in text. I'm like, no, you're just getting a whole fucking bunch of
punctuation
and you figure that shit out.
For the devil.
So did you see Madam Web?
Okay.
Did you see that one on there? Madam Web?
No.
You just have to put a comma after every word.
That was on there. Oh, like Ron Burgundy? I'm Ron Burgundy. Cow. So there's been more than 2 weeks then, because Madam Web's been on there for a while.
On what?
Voodoo.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like the new Marvel. The newest Marvel.
Oh. We just got into Ant-Man.
I fucking love Ant-Man.
So we went old school and saw the original one.
And if you don't like superhero modes, you still got to watch Ant-Man, because that's fucking...
It's pretty good.
Ant-Man's great. And the guy they chose to play him, Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Dude.
He's fun.
It's awesome. He just
like
plays
Paul Rudd, but...
It's not... It,
you not like Marvel movies.
Yeah, but it's not like your typical...
But it's different Marvel. It's like it's not like you're gifted. It's like the dude came across a suit.
Yeah.
And it's like this whole like heist thing.
He's a robber. Yeah, he's like a thief.
It's totally different vibe than most Marvel.
Like, and the Hispanic dude just ties all on with his
own fucking... Oh, my God, dude.
So my sister's cousin's aunt's uncle was talking to my brother's sister. You know, like it's just... It's perfect. It's funny.
They're like, oh, okay. Yeah, it's actually good. It definitely does not flow like Marvel.
Yes,
it's not all superhero-y. Like it's I don't know, it's different.
Yeah. Dan just misses out on so many good movies because he's so...
I never got into Marvel until like, I don't know, 6 years ago. And then I started watching them like, oh, these are actually pretty good. Because I was always the same way, like, fuck superhero movies.
There's so fucking many of them, dude.
The only one, so I loved him as a kid, was Superman. And
I was never DC.
To me, like Christopher Reeve will always be Superman, but I'm watching him now, I was like, eh, Superman's a bitch.
Like I never did the underwear on the outside, cuss. Bro.
Like, it's just, nah, shut the fuck up.
No.
Yeah.
No. Batman was cool. That was about it. DC's whatever.
My whole problem with Batman and Iron Man is they're not superheroes, and this is an argument I'll fucking go to my grave with. No. I don't care. Hero, sure. Or anti-hero, you know.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
But they're not superheroes. The only thing Batman is super rich. He doesn't even make his own toys. He has some fucking smart guy do it for him.
Yeah.
At least Iron Man makes his own shit.
It's more believable, though.
Yes, but they're not super. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you want to call them heroes, that's fine. But they're not superheroes.
I do like all the Joker movies. Like, they have...
The new with...
dude.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Fucking great.
Yeah. They were good.
That one's fucked.
I held out a while to watch it because I was like, this is going to be stupid. Wait, not that I don't like him, but like.
I haven't seen the newest one.
I haven't even
seen that one
yet.
Not with.
Oh, Joaquin. The new one.
The new.
So I don't the one with Jared Leto.
Really? Like, see, a lot of people bitch about that too. I thought he did pretty good. He's just a different Joker than.
What was the dude that. The
guy who died.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger.
That one was good
too.
That
was scary good, dude.
But he was even scary. That's different than Jack Nicholson's. Joker.
Jack Nicholson's was
his
terrible.
His was the pow bang.
That was fucking terrible.
No, that was ridiculous.
But it was like the comic book style.
But if you like, as a kid, I watched that and I was like, yeah, that's good. You rewatch it as an adult, you're like, this is so fucking bad, dude.
Yeah,
but
Heath Ledger's was fucking
scary.
I think Joaquin's I love Danny Phoenix DeVito. Was like, equally as like.
I need to watch that.
Yeah. You haven't seen that
because
one?
It's, nah. Because it is that fuck, same style of good, like, bro. I'm just fucking crazy.
I didn't think anybody could beat Heath Ledger, but I'm like, it's a toss-up, dude.
Now I'm excited because.
It's a toss-up.
It's on there, too.
I had no idea. I'll have to get in there and dig that out.
I don't know when
it's hard to search 900 movies because the search fucking protocol sucks.
Yeah, so like at least they
it's
finally
Fandango for home now. By the way,
yeah, they finally put in over on the side where you can filter them. You can go by 80s, 90s. They didn't have that before, so you had to like go comedy and then fuck. But now you can choose 80s, and I'll just give you every movie that I have that was made in the 80s.
Have you guys ever watched anything on like Freevee or something?
Yeah,
yes,
it'd be like a movie. Yeah, Tubi and Freebie. So it'd be like, oh, cool. I want to see that movie. And it's like, because it's on my Amazon. So I'm just assuming that everything on there I can watch. But nope, you got to fucking whatever. Do this free service. So like I go and I'm watching it. It will not let you rewind.
Yeah. And even you're Amazon fucked, is starting bro. To put on commercials now. I'm like, bitch, I'm paying you guys fucking lots of money.
You got to rewind the whole. You got it. You cannot rewind or fast forward. You got to rewatch
it. You pay $100 a year, God damn it.
It's 100,
and I get 6 million packages shipped to my house.
Yeah, I think it's like 140 bucks.
Well, if we're counting the packages shipped to my house, I'm paying them like $10,000.
I save all the money in the shipping fees, like bar none. Especially this time of year because you get like overnight.
You don't.
Oh yeah, I only pay $13.
It's just wrapped in the cost.
$13 a month?
No, what cost?
Because I'm like, talking about the shipping is just wrapped into the cost of the product.
Really? Because I'm buying like $3 items.
Well, that's just even cheaper, bro.
Oh, you know where they get me though? So like, I'll filter it to like, I can have it by tomorrow. And I'm bringing it up. I was like, sweet, I need this cable right away. And so then I get it and that I go over there
time,
and
it's like in the morning and it's there. I'm like, holy
you
shit.
You can have this tomorrow morning if you spend $25 more on
qualified.
So I click on the qualified. I was like, I don't fucking need LED lights. Whatever.
But you gets buy me it there. Anyway. Yeah. It's an add-on. Yeah.
So I spent $25 for a $2.
It's not free shipping. But they did a study a long time ago where they were talking. So like this came from like eBay because eBay listings used to be like you could list something and say free shipping. Or you could, you know, it would calculate the shipping.
Yeah.
And people, they don't want to fucking pay for the shipping. So, like, the price of the item doesn't matter as much if it's free shipping.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, dude, check this out. So, talk about a random thing. I was on fucking Reddit, hit up some bill stuff, and they posted this thing. It's like, the bill store are fucking online is hella clowning on Diggs. They had all of his jerseys. On sale for fucking $19.95.
What? Shit, I'd have fucking bought one.
I jumped in and bought two. I bought and I bought one for Zoe. I'm like, because Zoe's been asking for a Stephon Diggs jersey for fucking 2 years.
Yeah.
That's her favorite, was her favorite player until he became a fucking douche. And now Khalil Shakir is her dude. But I was like, guess what I got you for your birthday? I was like, the Stephon Diggs jersey you wanted for 2 years. She just fucking looks at me and she just starts laughing. She's like, I'm tearing the name tag off. I'm like, me too. Me too. Don't worry. But $19.99
so,
for a fucking NFL licensed jersey, like all fucking day. Dude, they're $140 retail.
My Aikman one was, they at sold the out time, it was supposed to be $300, but somebody like mistakenly put it on the discount rack.
Oops.
So I got it for $80. But it's like the one where they're sewn on.
Yeah,
the shit.
Even
like
that's a deal.
Quality, yeah.
Even that's a good deal.
But so Riley, we ordered some more Temu stuff.
Temu.
He got a CeeDee Lamb jersey on there. So I was like, I'm going to wait, see if it's really shitty quality. And if it's not, because there's a few I want to get, because you have the Bobby Boucher, right?
Bobby.
I wanted to get the.
But that's a legit jersey. Al it's Bundy, sewn on and everything.
Hulk High one.
And, oh, nice.
There was the, oh yeah, the Average Joe's. I was going to get that.
That'd be a good
then
one too.
If they're good enough, I will get a Cowboys jersey on there because I'd rather pay the $15 from Temu and then $150 from like online ordering.
I mean, I got my Boucher jersey on Amazon for like $13.
Really?
Yeah. And it's a nice ass jersey. I could not believe it. When I opened it up, I'm like, shut the fuck up. I thought it was just going to be like screen printed and shit.
I saw one
it's
on
all
there,
stitch, bro.
And I almost bought it until you told me you had one. I was like,
get the blue one.
Fucking chase.
I have the white one. You get the blue one.
A 5-year-old sewed that in China.
Dude, they did a really good job.
That's okay.
I'm super fucking impressed.
Little hands make little stitches and it holds.
Bro, I opened that up. I was like,
they get beat if they don't do it right or they don't get
get their 50 cents in their ramen.
I got so many compliments in Vegas on that jersey. They're like, holy shit, that's really nice. I'm like, yes, it is. Would you like some water?
Oh, aren't they doing the draft in Vegas this year?
No.
Maybe it's next year.
No, next year's Green Bay.
Dude, I swear to God, I keep seeing that they said they're doing the draft there.
I mean, it's coming.
That's where my
maybe parents. That's I just see an ad. And they're
probably
saying
the year after. Yeah, next year is in Green Bay.
Okay,
that's where my parents are at.
In Vegas?
Yeah, they fucking went to see Paul McCartney, and
that would have been cool.
No,
fuck you. I would totally go see Paul McCartney.
Nope.
I mean, I respect him. I just don't really like him. Yeah, like his music. Like it's just not my jam.
Same.
Mad respect.
I put two movies on for Dan, too. I put on Reckless Kelly.
I don't have booty, bro. Reckless I don't have your
booty. And Young Einstein.
Oh, nice.
I did see Young Einstein on there. Shit. I did see that one. I was like, holy shit, kids, we're going to need to.
I was trying to get his third movie, Mr. Perfect, but it's not available on Vudu, so I don't know where to find it right now. I got to keep waiting. He only did three movies.
You should have put his favorite, Old School.
Old School's on there.
Ryan Reynolds.
Van Wilder?
Yeah. Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I was like, Van Wilder's on there.
Not, I'm so sorry.
Van Wilder's on there, too. Either way, it's on there.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Ryan Reynolds. Fuck Dan.
I know.
I put all his movies on.
I know. Yeah, I looked up dogs.
What's up, y'all?
I started looking at dogs, and I'm just like,
hello.
Why did we pass up on that $1,200 dog you guys were offering that one? Right. Poker night. I'm just looking at like, well, $2,900 seems like a lot now, so.
Yeah, dude.
That $1,200 seemed okay.
Yeah, that was like a that was one that was like kind of left over, I guess. Like out of that litter.
It was like a discount dog.
It was like the last one, and they were like, "Yo, this
clearance barrel."
Well, when they start getting bigger, people are like, "I don't want that fucking old ass dog." It's like, dude, it's like 20 weeks old.
I'm at the point. I'd rather an old ass fucking dog that knows over a goddamn fucking puppy. I'm so sick of puppies.
Yeah, the puppy stage kind of sucks for sure.
Yeah, I'm. Bella needs somebody. Yeah.
Lex is like
sad bitch.
Oh, yeah, I heard. That sucks, dude. Sorry. Lex wants a golden retriever.
I was like, I do, too.
I was like, no, I'm all for it. I was like, sure, we can get another one.
That's my next one.
Once Daphne's bitch ass is dead. I'm not having three fucking dogs in this house.
Like, so. Hopefully, you know, Pearl, she's probably going to live to be like 40 years old or something. But
did you watch the show? Fuck, now I just had a brain fart. It was a video game.
Never seen it.
Video game. They made it into a show recently. Walter Coggins. Nuclear bomb came.
Fallout.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch Fallout?
Shit's dope.
Pearl's going to fucking be the one that's still alive and running around after the Fallout.
Oh, yeah. For sure, dude.
Dude, that's pretty sick, though. The kids interrupted me.
It's a good show.
Right. Yeah. I was like episode 4 or 5 when they were releasing the zombies, when they're really getting into like the actual zombies. She's like, release them all. And they're like, you shouldn't do that. And then they opened the cages and the kids got home and I was like, fuck. And I haven't picked it up since. And like the look on her face was like,
dude, so yeah. You're pretty into it.
I binged the whole fucking show in like 2 days. Too.
So I tried and the kids fucked me over.
We just have to wait.
I can watch it at work.
We just have to wait for 2.5 years for the next season to come out.
And I love Walter Coggins, the guy who plays the ghoul. Dude, I think he's
good. Oh my God. Yeah. Yes.
I liked him in Vice Principals. I liked him in, the one he plays with Timothy Oliphant. He's a bad guy.
You're such a name dropper. Fuck off. What?
Like he's like a drug guy.
He's in Righteous Gemstones too.
He is in Righteous Gemstones. Yes, Righteous Gemstones. He's uncle, cousin, uncle, whatever,
cousin. Damn it, dude. It ends with a Y or an EI.
Is it Jericho?
No.
No. The other show I'm trying to think of. I'll just look him up. Walter Coggins. Billy.
Uncle Billy.
And he's always the supporting actor. He's never really the main lead, but he is so fucking good that.
Yeah, but he's like salt on food. He makes it better.
He was kind of the lead in
Justified.
He was a co-lead in Vice Principals.
Yeah, true.
Vice Principals and him.
Yes. Did you know he was in Django Unchained? He played Billy Crash in that one. I don't remember. Oh, I'm going to have to watch it again.
He's like one of the farm dudes or something?
He's also in The Hateful Eight.
Really? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch it again and check it out. But
I was not a fan of The Hateful Eight.
It's okay.
I've seen it a lot of times.
It was a watch. I won't go back to it.
Is Righteous Gemstones going to come back?
Yeah, at some point.
Oh, on IMDb, it just says 2019 to 2023. Usually don't have an end date if it's coming back. So I was like,
it's been re-signed, I'm pretty sure.
I thought I read that too.
Yeah.
I'm dying for that one.
I know. That one's fucking good, man.
I really thought Lex would get into it with me.
She didn't like it?
She fucking hated it.
Really? It's so good.
I'm like, but you love Adam Devine and he's in it.
Good. I love the episode. Like, come on. Have you seen that? Righteous Gemstones?
No, but I need to.
God, it's awesome.
Like, badly.
Yeah, it's got great cast. I mean, John Goodman, Adam Devine,
I know Coggins. Of it, I just haven't actually like.
I love the one where they've got. I forget the one dude that hangs out with Adam Devine's character.
The fucking long-haired. Yeah. Like, yeah.
But they, like, stick him, the muscle men, like, stick him in the cage out in the yard.
Oh, yeah.
And they have the cover over it, and he's
dick
all.
Dick hits him in the eye.
There's, like, a little canvas, like, a hole in the canvas, and he's all looking out of it because there's, like, shit moving around. And he, like, puts his eye up to it, and one of the guys, like, sticks his dick right his eye.
Pokes him in the eye. Keith,
yeah, dude. Oh, my it's
so God. Funny, dude. Danny McBride's in it, too. Yeah.
That's on Fandango Unchained, right?
HBO Max, motherfucker.
Fandango Unchained. What's it called now?
Fandango at Home or some shit? I don't know.
I like Unchained better, but is that on there?
No, it's on HBO Max.
Motherfucker, put it on Vudu.
If it's when it's available, I will.
Man.
Just like Furiosa and Beetlejuice.
9.6 million movies in that fucking thing.
So the number they tell you is off. Because it counts any of the packs that have like five movies.
I know.
It counts as one movie instead of all five.
I've been down the wormhole, bro. I start at the bottom of the list and go up now.
Right.
Because I see movies that I don't have to fucking, I've already scrolled through this 75 fucking times. So let's just resort to the bottom and then go up.
Now, but like, I'm in the mood for comp. I put all the Police Academies on there. That was for Riley.
Yep.
Those are great. All the RoboCops, the new and the old.
Oh, you have one on there. It's Where the Red Fern Grows. We watched that.
I have that on there?
Was it on there?
Maybe.
It was on something.
Some of these movies, I don't know.
That, like the old school from the 70s?
Yeah.
And yeah, then some of the kids watched it. They were all crying and shit. They're like.
Which ones?
Where the Red Fern Grows?
Yeah, that's a good
one. I remember when I had to watch this. Goddamn good movie. Secret Garden, Indian in the Cupboard.
I had to watch Kennedy all those read the book like a couple years ago. And the night that she finishes, she came down. She's like, why did you make me read this book?
It's so sad. It's like, it's not sad, dude. The Red Fern's growing.
It is a fucking true love. Sad book, though,
it's sad as a motherfucker. We all cried. Yeah, dude. I haven't watched the movie since I was a kid, dude. We watched it, and the kids were like, I'm not watching this old-ass movie. This is stupid. And then, like, 10 minutes in, they're like, oh, there's a puppy? Oh, okay. Yeah,
dude. There's a bunch of puppies.
The hounds? And then all of a sudden they were just like vested. And at the end of it, like it crushed their soul and they're all crying. They're like,
it's the fucking worst.
Can we have a happy movie before bed?
I keep seeing these memes about how like movies from our generation when we were younger, how bad even the good movies were like that. Or Never Ending Story. Like fucking.
That shit's terrible.
Atreyu, the horse dying in the tar pits and shit. Oh like it's just like we had all this horrible shit growing up.
It also didn't age well. Now they can't even show. The cinematography did not age well.
Well, no, it looked badass on a fucking flat screen clicker TV.
I'll still watch the 70s.
Like it looked amazing.
There's the one movie that I would say that aged extraordinarily well. Well, the series is the Alien movies, dude.
Yes,
like you can still watch those, and it's not cheesy,
bro. That is way ahead of its game for the early 80s. Oh,
for sure, bro.
That first one,
like, I think the first one is 78.
Was it that early? I thought it was like 82.
Yeah, no,
it was
78. Fuck! I'm more Predator over Aliens.
But that shit did not look fake and like
weak.
It was so fucking real, dude. I did a
good job with that, dude.
That's a good point.
Even if they don't age well as far as cinematography, even like, God damn it. Now I just had a brain fart. I'll think of it.
I thought I smelled something.
Yeah, it was burning. I can still watch him
he's trying to get his English
Clash of the Titans.
Oh yeah,
do you remember the old 70s Clash of the Titans? That was horrible, and you can like see the screen color changing.
It's like watching Brian's song. Like, what a great story, but what a terrible movie. You know what I mean? Like the story is good, but the movie sucked.
Yeah,
sorry.
Actually, you know, one of my favorite football ones is Unnecessary Roughness. Mm-hmm. Scott Bakula, Sinbad,
North Texas State, baby. Yeah. I used to always clown on that because when I was a kid, it was like, "Ha, we're playing North Texas." I was like, "Oh shit, don't they win at the end?"
Dan's like, "What's a sports movie?"
What is Texas State?
It just brings up a picture of Texas
football jokes.
Are they making jokes? Or are they serious talking right now?
Before we get off of this topic, just football, I'm glad Zeke's back.
I'm pretty sure I called that like in a podcast. Uh-huh.
I think so. But I'm glad. I'm glad he's back because they got rid of everybody else, and at least he can push through and get a yard or two. So we had nobody.
I'm not going to say anything.
Go on. That's fine.
I can't.
To me, I'm glad he's back,
bro. Between your owner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're fucked. We're not doing anything with Jared. Probably
his whole thing. No. We're all in. We are all in on this next season.
And then he gets rid of anybody we had that was good.
And then you signed nobody. The people you did sign were like, okay. And then you lost people. You're like, all right. And then you got nothing.
We have, what do we have left for receiver? CeeDee Lamb?
Yeah.
That's it. Like, T.Y. Hilton, everybody else, they're gone. Gallup's gone. I was like,
everybody.
The fuck are you doing?
It's fine, bro. They're all in.
Have you seen my ball?
I think the Joneses are going to go down there and play.
They're all in for the first pick next year.
Jerry Jones is going to be the center. Stephen Jones is going to be.
Yeah. Sorry about your camera.
Oh, no. Yeah. They're not doing shit this season. Whatever. I'm fucking used to it.
No, they're going to Super Bowl. They're talented as fuck. Allegedly.
One day they're going to come in. Jerry Jones just has a giant bowl. He's like, we're at
the Super Bowl. You know who else is going to the Super Bowl? Every Raiders
fan. The Browns.
Every Raiders fan is like, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Are they doing Super Bowl there this year?
No, no, no. They just think they're going to the Super Bowl every year, and no, then they finish like 3-16. Yeah, yeah,
no. Maybe their defensive got who's that one bad.
Raiders are crazy in August. They don't say much in October.
All right, Dan, we can talk about something else now. Until I
sorry, that, that was our sports balls.
Oh. Okay.
Until I look up something else, and then
he was like, I thought you guys were speaking Arabic.
No, nothing? Okay.
Okay.
You're a fucking whore.
Thanks.
Dan, you ready to go back to Vegas and watch
Carrot Top?
Carrot Top?
No.
Don't be a whore, Dan.
No.
Dan?
But I'm excited to go to NYC. That'll be cool.
New York City.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, they were there in 2023. They were in Vegas.
Who?
Oh, Super Bowl. Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, they'll be in Santa Clara, California in 2025 in Levi's Stadium. Ooh. Fuck you and your New York City bitch. I'm going to go to Vegas and stay at the New York, New York. Then it'll be the same thing.
Suck on those nuts. Bitch. We got a roller coaster. Suck on that.
And an M&M store.
What?
Well, I guess it's a Hershey store. Separated
color, colors.
Yeah, that's kind
of... In New York, New York, it's Hershey's. M&M's down the street. But...
That's true.
They're there.
That's true.
I've been to both. M&M's cooler.
Yeah, Lex is like, when we left, first off, this is the first, actually, probably the first time we've traveled, and she didn't want to, she wasn't ready to come back home the day we had to come back home.
Because it was just you. It's just you guys.
I still think you and Tana should have showed up and be like, you don't own this fucking town. It would have been hilarious.
That's a good power move.
Yeah, but...
Like, we're going on vacation to Vegas. All right, see you guys later. We show up and like, sons of bitches, this is my town. Get the fuck out.
Well, it was like... It was my birthday weekend, and I was like... She's like, what do you want to do? We should go do something. I was like, I don't want to do shit.
Like, so he bought a dishwasher instead, like a little bitch.
Yeah, I was like, I want to buy a dishwasher.
Yeah.
I just want to chill.
Fucker's getting old.
Dishwasher's pretty dope if your dishwasher doesn't work.
I fucking hate my dishwasher, bro. Every time I would like pull the rack out, it would like get all bound up in there.
Ours is like that. And ours isn't that old.
The living room, dude.
It disconnects and fucking half the dishes fall. You're like, why is
this? The fucking, little spot. Because it had like two of the spinner things or whatever. Like one of them would fall off every fucking time. Like, dude, I fucking hated that thing.
Tell you what, we have some good water pressure in our dishwasher though. Because it shoots shit out of there. Each time we're done, we have to pull the tray out and dig stuff off the bottom. Like the silverware off the bottom. It shoots it right out of the fucking tray and into the.
Damn.
So at least the water pressure is good. But it's so tiny. We have to do it nightly because there's no fucking room in that goddamn thing.
Yeah. That was the other thing, too. It's like my blender. I use my blender every fucking morning for my breakfast shake. It's like,
yummy.
Would not fit in there. So it would pull the other rack out. And yeah, dude. So it was money.
I get well spent. It. But like, so like for me, gift wise, I'm like, look, a blender or not a blender, a dishwasher, something we both want. That's just something we'll go out and buy. I don't want that shit as my
it's like
gift.
House funds,
well, I
bro.
Also bought a truck on my birthday, so.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Right. Yeah, this is right, nice.
There you go.
Yeah, the new taco is pretty dope.
It is a pretty truck, but.
Oh, yeah, it drives nice, too.
I love it.
It drives better than any other Tacoma.
I love the tires on it, too.
Oh, 100%.
I tell you, there's only one.
It has a sport mode, too. I didn't even know until probably a week after you had, like, driven it. I was like, holy shit, you just turned this dial, and it, like, brings up a picture of the truck on the.
Yeah. It has like ice, like, sand.
So it's like a Subaru. Dirt.
It's like eco, smart. Normal, and sport. And I was like, oh shit, yeah. Sport. I like sport.
Cause it's like, let's just Volkswagen or a Subaru.
It doesn't lag on the shifts though. Like
no,
when
kicks.
You're in regular mode, like it's like smooth. I don't know.
There's one Toyota
great truck,
and one Toyota truck only that I ever want. That's the black one from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Good luck, I want it with dude. The KC lights. I want that whole setup.
$100,000.
You know what? If I had the money, I would totally spend it on that. That truck is fucking awesome. I've seen some people try to they buy that year and then they try to make it that way, but
I sent you probably that, like eBay listing a while ago.
Yeah, you did.
It was like exactly the Marty McFly truck, dude.
I would love that thing. Are you trying to picture it in your head or do you know?
The black one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're just looking like.
Sorry.
Which is funny because my buddy.
I've had two boozy beers and they kind of are hitting my empty stomach.
I've had two Pacific
ones. My buddy in high school had one and he treated like shit. That's the funny thing. My buddy in high school had one.
Viva Pacifico.
And he treated it like shit?
Yeah, because it was a piece of shit. Like.
You fucking.
No, like in old, that era.
Old
it was
taco.
Like,
old taco
it was like,
different, yeah.
It's not a taco. It's a, what is it? It's not a T-100. It's a, I think it's just called a pickup.
Probably. It was, pickup. I mean, in 84. So.
Oh, yeah. Just the little two-door fucking.
It's classic. A two-door, but it had the Marty McFly one had the access, like a little bit additional space in the back cab.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you had like the fold down fucking sideways seats.
Where you almost sit two kids back there sideways.
Almost. Dude. Almost. I sat in those as a kid, bro.
Those were the worst.
No fucking way.
Like, how did you even put, who designed the seat to fold down? And then you're like, yeah, that'll work.
It's a Toyota SR5?
No.
That's what they're saying.
I think it's a pickup.
1985 Toyota SR5 pickup signed.
It's just a pickup.
Well, the SR5
is the trim level.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. I'm going to cut
you. It's just a Toyota pickup.
Everywhere I look, all it says is Toyota 85 or SR5. SR5 pickup. That's all it says for every.
SR5 is a trim because you got SR5 limited.
Oh, shit. Josh. You said you weren't going to be here.
You're going to have to grab a chair
and hold it in your hand.
Josh. Everybody.
You can use my. Stool thing if you'd like.
Hey, pet the fucking dog, asshole.
So literally the truck was a 1985 Toyota SR5 extra cab.
It's a pickup, dick face.
You say what you want. Google fucking tells the truth.
Whatever, bro. It's like you call, it's like your truck if you just called it, what's your trim level? Base
model? Boss? Oh, base model, yeah, definitely base model.
If you called it the Chevy base model. It's not what it is.
Toyota's four-wheel drive 1985 SR5 extra cab is the truck that principal carries. No matter where I look, that's what it says. So fuck Dan.
Fuck Dan.
Fuck Dan. You better be.
That would have hit me in the head, though.
What hit you in the head?
I shot a bottle cap at Dan, and it fucking bounced off the back of my head.
Good, dude.
Yeah, it was a good shot.
Serves you right. No, but
saved your eyeball.
But, dude, he had two, like, big-ass subs in the back seat. So, like, didn't really have the back seats. Two big subs. We used to fucking, like, rattle the glass. Hot box the shit out of it.
With the window with the clip.
Yep.
You know, it sounded like you said the one clit. Time.
He rolled it.
And the clip. I love the window with the clip.
He was all drunk coming home from a party and rolled it in a field and then, like, ran away, left it there for, like, several days and then went back and, like, had a buddy help him flip it back over. Started right up. Fucking.
We did that with.
That's pretty tight.
A little fucking two-door, shitty-ass, low-to-the-ground Toyota, like the size of the Ford Couriers. We did the same thing. We rolled it, broke the window, but we were able to tip it back over and drive it home. So, like, for the next couple like months, we were just wearing paintball goggles. Anytime we run this guy's truck, just paintball goggles on. Because there's no fucking windshield. It was fun, though.
No, God! No, God!
Shall we? Shall we?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Daniel, go!
Dad bod's out, bitches.